Page 231. Activity 4. Taking notes.
And now I'd like to introduce our speaker, Josh Harrison. Josh has just returned from his latest overseas assignment as a Peace Corps volunteer. He served in at least 3 different countries and has traveled to many more than that. That's why I thought he'd be the perfect speaker for today's topic: ceremonies and celebrations around the world. Welcome, Josh.
Thank you, Diane. And thanks for inviting me. Well, I've thought about the topic, and I thought, gosh, how am I going to narrow this down? I mean, I've seen and participated in so many fascinating celebrations in many different cultures. Then I remembered something I noticed just recently. Even though the cultures I experienced were completely different, many of their ceremonies had something interesting in common: the use of water. Yeah, water. Some ceremonies involve drinking the water, some involve pouring it, and some involve dunking or going underwater. To me, that was a very interesting discovery. So I thought I'd focus on that today: the role of water in celebrations around the world. Let's take Thailand as an example. I'll never forget my first time there. It was April, the hottest part of the year. And by the way, Thailand doesn't have 4 seasons like we do here. Depending on which part of the country you're in, there are 3 seasons: the dry season, from November to February, the hot season, from March to June, and the rainy season, from about July to October. So, anyway, back to our topic. I was walking down the street in the small village where I lived, and suddenly, 2 teenagers walked past me, and as they did, they threw water on me. I was kind of shocked, but didn't really mind because it was so hot. Then I realized that it was the 13th, which is Songkran, the water festival in Thailand. On that day, people throw water on each other and also wash the hands of their elders with scented water. It's a custom based on the belief that water will wash away bad luck. Now, this idea of washing away bad things, of cleansing or purifying, is also found in Islamic cultures. For example, when I lived in Saudi Arabia, I learned that traditional Muslims pray 5 times a day, and before they do, they always wash their faces, hands, and feet with water. And the water has to be very clean and pure. This ritual washing symbolizes the removal of sin and disease. In other words, the cleansing of both body and soul before speaking to God. All right, now, another religion where water plays an important role is Christianity. And one particular ritual that comes to mind is baptism. Baptism is a ceremony that welcomes a new baby into the Christian religion and the community. Now, since there are many branches of Christianity, there are also many different ways that baptism can be performed. When I lived in Latin America, I attended several Catholic baptisms. And what they do is they bring the baby to the church, where a priest pours or sprinkles some water on the baby's head. This water symbolizes the washing away of sin, somewhat similar to the meaning in Islam. And then, while pouring the water, the priest says a prayer and tells the parents to raise the baby as a good Christian. So, as you can see, water has different symbolic meanings in different cultures. In some cultures, it's believed to keep away bad luck, as in Thailand. In Islamic and Christian cultures, it's used to purify and wash away sin. Water has rich symbolism in nearly all cultures. So, now I'd like to know what you think and see if you can share some of your own traditions. How does water play a part in celebrations in your culture?